Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
My zip code is 49056. My name is Mary Blackstone.
That 49056?
49056.
19056.
49056.
Thank you. And the first and last name, please.
Mary, M-A-R-Y, Blackston, B-L-A-C-K-S-T-O-N.
Thank you. Give me one moment, please.
Are you there?
Yes, one moment, please. For security purposes of the account, can you verify your address, please?
5046th Street, Grand Junction.
Thank you.
The reason I'm
and
calling
I was able to look
is...
at the account for a technical bag. And how can I help you?
Well, I don't know why, but somehow I got charged for high-quality XL or whatever this is, $67.32. I did not authorize this charge.
Looks like you signed up for a technical bag. You did a survey, get a free gift, pay shipping. And within 48 hours.
No, all I did was it said to fill out some kind of survey and that I would get something free. So I filled out the survey and paid the $7 and something shipping. But it didn't say anything about having to sign up for anything. So I did not authorize this $67.32. I just called my bank. I had my card completely shut down. And I'm going to do a dispute if it's not removed.
So if you shut it down, that means that you already did a dispute.
Well, I did do a dispute, but I told them I would call you guys to see if you guys would just voluntarily remove the money from being withdrawn from my account. I called them to see if I could get you guys just to take this money off, do a refund. They gave me the phone number to call with. My bank did.
All right, so you said
because
they told... Well, since you say that you shut your card off and you already spoke with them, you have to call us with them on the line to further assist. They have to verify no dispute is filed or you're willing to drop the dispute before we go forward.
Well, they told me that maybe you guys would be nice and just take it off so I didn't have to do the dispute. I had my card shut down, and I told them I was going to call you, so they gave me the number. It's a pending dispute that they are going to file if you guys don't remove this charge.
All right, one more.
Because I did not authorize this. This 6732, I did not authorize that. All I authorized was a $7 and something shipping from filling out a survey. And I did not say I was going to do this.
Give me one moment, please.
They told me to call you guys first before I did the dispute. Because they said sometimes if I do that, I can just have you guys, you know, just basically refund the money.
All right.
If you don't refund the money, I will have to do a dispute.
Let me help you map out what you agree with. Is it correct so I can give you a 35% refund back?
Okay, what did I agree with?
You ordered a technical watch. I
you
did
didn't
or
order a walk.
Chase,
All
I mean
I
a bag.
ordered
A bag. I'm sorry.
a backpack, yeah, and it was free according to the thing. And it was a little crappy, teeny weeny backpack that I paid shipping for, but it said it was free.
All right. It was free within 40 hours. Within 40 hours, you enroll in the membership, where you get $125 gift card.
And I got the backpack, but it's a little crappy small thing, and it was just free because I filled out a survey.
All right. As a courtesy to what I do.
I just need the money refunded.
As a courtesy, what I do is give you a 35% refund back, and you receive a 3 to 5 years of sale.
The refund will be back within 3 to 5 business days?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll give my bank a call and tell them you're doing that, okay?
All right, we'll tell them one moment. All right. So at one-time credits, I'll go ahead and make it a 50% refund, and you receive a 3 to 5 business days. That's half of your money back, and that account will be closed.
Okay, you're only giving me a 50% refund?
Correct.
You're not giving me the whole 6732?
Because that bag is still shipped out.
The bag... Really? You're going to charge me $30 for that little piece of crap bag? And when it said it was free?
It was, you paid shipping, ma'am. It was free for 48 hours.
The shipping $7, and I already paid the $7. You already took that out of my account.
And the product was given to you to try free for within 48 hours. So you roll in a membership, where you get $125 gift card every month for that price of 60-some dollars.
Okay. Really? Okay, so this is one of the biggest scams I think I've ever heard of.
Give me one moment.
Are you still there?
Yes, give me one moment. All right. So I'll go ahead and make it a 75% refund. And they'll be like, you're going to pay, like, let me see.
Yeah, but see, when I filled out the thing, it said it was free.
It wasn't free, man. It was free for 48 hours.
Well, that's not what it said.
All right, what's your lemon moment, please?
I mean, when it came up, it said 00, and then it told me to pay for shipping, so I did. It didn't say anything about for 48 hours.
Yeah, that's what we signed up for. Now, I did go ahead and issued a $50 refund. So it'll be like, you pay like $13 for it.
That's fine. I'll do the $50 refund if you do that. I'll be all right with that.
Okay,
because the bag ain't worth much more than $17 anyway. It's not even worth that much, but I will take that if you'll give me the $50 back at least.
Give me a moment. Give me one moment, please.
All right.
I do go ahead and issue a refund, and then the account is closed.
Okay, so you issued me a $50 refund, and the account is closed with a $50 refund?
Correct.
All right, that's fine.
All right.
It'll at least bring you to zero.
Okay, yeah, you received a 3-5, and I apologize about the misunderstanding.
Okay, all right.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Nope, that's it.
All right, thanks for calling customer support. You have a good day.
You too, bye.